for joining us. Our passage for today is Psalm 37, and I'm going to read the first 13 verses. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. Watching movies with my children can be both thrilling and frustrating. Frustrating because they like to ask frequent questions throughout the movie that will be answered by said movie if they would just keep watching. I feel like that's my most frequent answer when they ask a question is, how do you think you're going to find this out? But it's thrilling to watch a movie with a child because everything hits them so viscerally. They cheer and dance and celebrate when things go well for the characters, but they've been known to cry or run away from the living room when things go badly for the characters. It's quite entertaining. Now, Josie and I watch these movies, typically, knowing how the movie ends. Even if we don't know exactly how it ends, we can imagine how things are going to turn out. And they're probably going to turn out all right. These are the kinds of movies we're watching with our kids at this point. So when the story, necessarily, takes a turn for the worse for our brave heroes, we're not nearly so concerned as our kids are. We're not so upset and anxious because we have perspective. The problem is that we often live our Christian lives without similar perspectives. We experience the moments in our lives like my children experience moments in Tangled or Encanto. We forget the end of the story. But God knows the end of the story, and he lets us in on the secret. He tells us, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Those who do evil will experience the consequences of their choices. We may never see it, but God says, take heart. My word is as good as true. Though it may seem that you're trying to follow God and everything is falling apart, you have a happy ending in store. It is guaranteed, bought by the blood of Christ. And though those around you who mock God and run from his ways and still seem to experience prosperity, they will receive judgment from God. I love this from the passage we just read. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. Like Elijah on Mount Carmel, taunting the prophets of Baal, he knows their God is no God. He knows that the God of Israel is the only God. So he laughs. He mocks. God laughs at the wicked. If God does not worry about the fate of evil men, then it doesn't make any sense for us to. Well, what should we do? Well, what the passage says, we trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to him, trust him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. These are the promises of God's word. It doesn't mean that he won't bring us through seasons of great difficulty, but he will use that to tell a beautiful story in and through our lives. And we know how the story ends. God, thank you for the promises of your word, for the reminder that you win, and that because we are your children, we win with you. Not because of anything we have done, but because of your goodness, your power, your love, and your way of life. Help us to follow you in that. Help us to trust you in that. God, when we are anxious, when we are fearful, when we are frustrated and upset by the evil we see around us, God, help us to take it to you in prayer. And then let your peace surpass all understanding in our lives as we seek to trust you and to remind our hearts to trust you. God, do it for your glory and our good, we ask. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. But thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk Church. Family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.